Tumani Diabate is considered the greatest kora player on earth. The kora, if you didn't know, and I didn't, is a 21-string instrument played all over West Africa. And Tumani Diabate is here in Studio 360 today. Welcome.
Thank you.
So before we talk for a while, I'd love you to play something so everybody can hear the beautiful kora at your feet making music. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play this song called Kaira, which is happiness and in Arabic, and composed and played first time by my father, and it was a resistance movement in West Africa on the colonization time.
Back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
Great, let's hear it.
Thank you.
That is Tumani Diabate playing the kora, which I have to say is my new favorite instrument. It consists of a hemisphere about 2 feet in diameter and a pole coming out of it that's about a meter long.
Yeah. The kora is made with a gourd, a calabash, and cow skin.
So still, that is cow skin and a half a calabash.
Yeah, and the fishing line. The strings are in fishing line.
Really?
Yes.
It's too beautiful to be those things.
This is gorgeous. It's one of the most important traditional instruments in West Africa.
And yes. it's been around for hundreds of years.
700 years ago.
And your father was a player, as you mentioned.
My dad was the king of the kora. He got this name in 1977 in Nigeria.
And so it was, as a prince to the king, it was expected that you would be playing. You started as a kid?
Yeah, I started, at 5 years old to play the kora. Kora was a gift from God to me. And I'm from 71 generation kora players.
71?
Generation from father to son, father to son, father to son, father to son. You know,
since, so pretty much since the kora began, your
exactly.
grandfathers have been playing it.
Yeah, the kora is my family history. When I was young, it was in the 70s, you know, between 60. I was born in the 60s, so I had a dream to open a new door for the kora because music didn't have any border, you know. On my last album, Mandem Variation, you can hear the sound like this movie, The Good, The Bad.
The Ennio Morricone song, yeah.
So you can hear that. I just play that because I still remember those songs when I was young and I see the movie, I watch the movie. So, but this music is not part of the kora music, but it's just to make it easier,
mm-hmm.
understanding for the people to say, oh, okay, hi, he can play this. Oh, okay, it's not limited instruments.
And you've made it part of the wider tradition. You played a couple of years ago on Bjork's record as a featured performer. Were you familiar with her music at all before you got that gig?
Well, I didn't play Bjork music. I play my own music, and they play their own music, and we put together, it will become a new music. Because kora has his own music, and kora music is following a language.
Uh-huh.
That's the Mandinka language. And my dream is coming true, playing with different musicians, and the kora is still the same, still, you know, the kora from West Africa. So people from my countries, you know, can say, oh, okay, oh. When they listen to the song when I play with Bjork, oh, Tumani was playing on this. They know what's the meaning of what I'm playing, you know. The music comes, the inspiration comes through your heart, and then you just play it, you know, with four fingers in 21 strings. That's the deal.
It's a beautiful deal. Can you play another song?
Okay.
What are you going to play?
Maybe the song called Ealing Road. Ealing Road is the name of a street in London. I composed this song there when we had a very nice time with Ali Farka Touré, peace for him. You know, so then I composed this song called Ealing Road.
Great. Let's listen. That's Tumani Jabate playing his composition, A Lean Road. You can see a video of Tumani performing here in our studio at studio360.org. And while you're there, you can subscribe to the free podcast of the show and sign up for our newsletter. Coming up, plastic surgery gets its moment in the limelight at a New York art gallery.
It really shows people what's happening. There really is a beautiful luster to it, the images. It's not gory or gross at all, I think.
That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI and WNYC. Stay with us.